Jack FM, Oxfordshire News.
It's 3 o'clock. David Cameron's planning to more than double the number of free schools. The Prime Minister wants to open 500 more in England if the Tories win the next election. They're funded by the government but can be run by a range of groups, leading to concerns about standards. Jeff Branner teaches in Witney and is the president of teaching union, the NASUWT.
To just open up a whole lot of free schools with no control over them, no regulation, seems to me to be dicing with children's future. And that can't be right for the children of this country.
But the Education Secretary, Nicky Morgan, says they're carefully audited.
Schools, when they're open, they're inspected by Ofsted. They are monitored by something called the Education Funding Agency that looks at how they're spending their money. And we also have regional schools commissioners, 8 across the country, who work with all local schools to make sure that they are teaching the broad and balanced curriculum, that their finances are in order.
Labour says it wouldn't close free schools, but also that it wouldn't allow any more to be built. The owners of a dog which died after apparently being poisoned at the Crufts Dog Show have called it an isolated incident. Dee Milligan-Bott is appealing for help to catch Jagger's killer. It's thought the Irish setter was given contaminated beef and died at the weekend after returning home to Belgium. Despite what's happened, her husband Jeremy says the couple won't be deterred from taking part in future competitions.
This one isolated incident will not spoil our enjoyment to show and compete with our lovely dogs. Please now let us grieve the loss of our lovely Jagger.
A man's been arrested after another man was apparently stabbed to death at a waste recycling depot in Kent. The incident happened in Tunbridge Wells this morning, with police saying the victim seems to have known his attacker. The local council's cancelled all rubbish and recycling collections in the area as a result. Oxfordshire drivers and passengers who choose to break the law by not wearing a seatbelt will be prosecuted. That's a warning from police, who are out in force to tackle the problem, with offenders facing possible fines or a court appearance. During last year's week-long campaign, 744 motorists were caught across the Thames Valley. And on Friday, we told you about King William IV's royal carriage that was going on sale in Oxford. Well, we can now confirm that it went to a Northeast Asian bidder for just under £250,000.
Oxfordshire Business News with Get Support IT Services. Want to join the team they're interviewing this week? Apply now at getsupport.co.uk.
£40,000 has been secured for social enterprise projects in Oxfordshire thanks to a Dragon's Den style event at Oxford Brookes. 15 projects were pitched to 3 panels of dragons at the uni's recent social enterprise awards. Winners included the Arts Excite, a platform for disadvantaged young people to express themselves through art.
Jack Sport with ASM Auto Recycling. Recycle your end-of-life vehicle into pounds and make enough money to start your own F1 team before the new season starts.
The Football Association has contacted both Aston Villa and West Brom to ask them for their observations after crowd trouble in their FA Cup quarter-final on Saturday. Villa were playing at home and their fans twice invaded the pitch during the tie, which their side won 2-0. Weather now, it's grey and gloomy, I'm afraid, with a good chance of rain, and the rest of the day is likely to stay the same. Highs, though, of 11 degrees Celsius, and it does look brighter for tomorrow. There's more news at jackoxfordshire.co.uk. I'm Emily Slater.